You're holding off Samach Beis. So again, really, we're coming to answer the first Shaila. That the first Shaila of the Gemara was, if you have a Machshava for an Oral, that means when you shach the Shechita, the Kohen, whoever shechted thought, he wants the Kapor of the Korban Pesach to be for an Oral and for Mulim. So that was the first Gemara Shaila, what's the Locha? When you have a Machshava for both. So first the Gemara said that it should be Daima to Tumah. When you have a Machshava for five people, two of them are Tumah, two of them are not, or three of them are not, so Locha is the Korban is kosher. So you see, by Tumah we say Mixas is kosher. So that was a tzad to say that a Mixas Orla is also kosher. That was the Gemara before. Now the Gemara Samach Beis goes like this. Omalei Mazutra Brei Derav. The Rav Mori, the Ravina. His Mazutra, the son of Rav Mori, said to Ravina, Ketoni, we learned before, the svar was, Hoyel be Orlo Poiselis, since by an Oral, if you have a Machshava, you think that you shechtem this carbon for a person that's an Oral, the Tumah Poiselis, who are then, if you think about a person that's Tomei, it's also no good. So the locher is, Ma Tumah, just like when you think for Shashchitim, that this carbon Pesach, should be for a person that's Tomei. That we say, if you're only thinking of a mixas, that means five yes and five no, the korban is kosher. Only when you're thinking totally of people that are tamei, the korban is kosher. That's the lacha by tumah, that we do not make mixas like kula. In other words, the mixas is kosher, only kula is possible. Is af arlo, we said before, the same svara should be when you're thinking about a person that's an oral. We did not make a machshav of half. That means if you're thinking of for 10 people and 5 of them are oral, don't have a bris milah, and 5 of them do have a bris milah, but since you are thinking about some people that do have a bris milah, the korban is kosher. That's the Gemara said before, that we learn out our law from the machshav is tumah. Now for the Gemara, how are we talking about yad machshav there of a tummy? What do you mean that the machshav is tumah is no good? Well, no good means that only mixas is kosher. I mean, it's only possible when you have kulay. What's the case? Ilayma betumas gavri, if you want to say like we're thinking, where the person is tomei. In other words, you have 10 people that own this korban pesach. So if the person that checks sing for all 10, since 5 of them are tomei and 5 are tor, since there are some people that are tor, that's why the korban is tor. And the korban is kosher. What do you mean by tumah? We did not make half of a machshava like the whole thing. What does that mean? If you have 4 or 5 people that belong to this Korban Pesach, that true, they're tumah. But you have another 4 or 5 people that also belong to this Korban Pesach. In other words, there are 10 people that were mamun on this Korban Pesach. Is Allah loy pastel lu tumayim? Literum. We say even though the person that's shechting thinks that this korban should also be for the people that are tamei, still we say the korban is kosher. Latorim, for the Torah deka people. Hey, since there are some people that are tor, the korban is kosher. In other words, mixas tameim do not passel. It's only possible if you only think about the people that are tamei. So we're learning out now orlo from tameim. For the Gemara, Zakumara Gabi orlo, we want to say the same sphere applies by an oral. Nami is the same case. It's not possible. The Tanan, Fred Gemara Kasha, what do you have to learn out Orla? From Tameya, it's not from the Mishnah. It's our Mishnah we just learned. It's Tanan. Lemulim ulareilim kosher. The Mishnah says, if you have in mind, b'shashchitam, that this korban should be mechuper for people that have a bris milah, people that don't have it, the locher is kosher. How come the Braisa before says, Tuma, that's pshitam, that if you think for half and half, the korban is kosher. How come we have a suffix? What's the locha by Yorla? That was the Pshan the Bryce before. We don't know what's the locha. If you think for Shashchita for an Oral, when is it possible? Is it only possible when you only think for the Oral? Or is it even possible when you think for both categories? For the Mulim and for the Relim. That was the Bryce's suffix before. And the Bryce learned it out from Tumah. For the Gemara now, why do we know more Tumah than we know Oral? If you know the Mishnah we just learned, the Mishnah says clearly, by both cases the Mishnah says it's kosher. The Mishnah says, Lamulim l'reilim, l'tmeim l'tarim kosher. It's a Stam Mishnah here. that says if you have a machshava for both of them, for mulim and farelim, or else for tameim and for tarim, it's kosher. So why is our brayza say the loch of an oral? We don't know what the loch is. Now we'll learn out the loch of an oral from the loch of a tumah. If it's talking about the tumah where the person is tameh, that's enough for the mishnah here. And this mishnah says both cases. So if this brayza knew the mishnah, what's the suffix? So what says Ella could be Tanka, they did not know our Mishnah. Ella betumas boser. No, the Braisa says we'll learn out Orla from Tomei, that means with the meat, where the korban itself became Tomei. Of Zoyu Maila Yosobo Mixas Tumikol Tuma. What does it mean that if the meat of the korban Pesach became Tomei, if a part of it became Tomei, not everything becomes Tomei? What does that mean? Dielu it me chad me evorim. If one of the limbs of the animal became Tomei, that was already cut up, the animal was cut up into pieces, and the sheretz touched one piece now. Is alocha hide the yitme safrinilei. So one piece of meat that the sheretz touched, that's taka kotchim that's tameya, the alocha is you have to burn it. Is safrinilei. The idoch, but the rest of the pieces of meat, achlinilei, you're allowed to eat it. So that's the pshat. When a part of the meat became tameh, only that part is tameh, the rest is tor. So that's the pshat. We're learning out now the machshav of Orla from the machshava, from the loch of Tomei, where a piece of the meat became Tomei, so the whole korban does not become Tomei. So this has nothing to do with our Mishnah. So this didn't we know, but we didn't know the loch of our Mishnah, what's the loch of an Orla. For the Gemara now, B'maya Kimta, what do you want to say this Bryce is talking about? B'tumas Boser. We're learning out the machshava of Orla from a case of Boser, where the meat of the korban became Tomei, that was saying even though a part became Tomei, the rest is not Tomei. Of Zay Ema Sefer. What does the end of the Braisa say that we learned yesterday? Ema Sefer. So the other sort of Braisa was, Oidilma maybe no. Let's learn out Orlo from Chuslas Manoi. When you have a Machshav, a teeth, a part of the korban, Chuslas Manoi, the korban becomes Pigel. Even though you only have a mind, teeth, just one Kazayas. So there we see a Machshav on a part of the korban, Passel Do korban. That was the Sefer. So we don't know which way to learn out from. Should we learn out from Tumah? Or should we learn out from Chutzas Manoi? So the Brice before said, Donin Dover, Sheinu Noye B'chol HaZvachim. We learn out something that's not Nogeya to all Zvachim. Midover Sheinu Noye B'chol HaZvachim. So something else that's also not Noye by all Zvachim. V'yal Yachiyach Zman, don't teach me Zman, Sheinu Noye B'chol HaZvachim. In other words, we want to learn out the Machshav of Orla. You can learn out from one of two cases. Either from the case of Tumah, or else from the case of Chutzas Manoi. So he's saying we'd rather learn out the Machshav of Orlo from the Machshav of Tumah, because both these two cases are not Noig B'chol HaKodshim. They're only Nogeya by Korban Pesach. Mashenkin, the Machshav of Chuslas Manoi, Pigol, that's Nogeya B'chol HaKodshim. So let's rather learn out Orlo from Tumeya rather than Pigol. That's what the Braisa said. Fredding more now. Umay Tumah. What kind of Tumah are we talking about that's only Nogeya to Korban Pesach and no other Korban? Inayma Tumas Boser, if you want to tell me, we're talking about now Tumas Boser, where the Chiddush was, where if the meat became Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn the meat. For the Gemara, my enemy b'chol hazvachim. Why isn't this halacha again b'chol hazvachim? This is a klal b'yol zvachim, that any time any meat of the kodshim became Tomei, you're not allowed to eat it, but the halacha is you have to burn it. It's not halacha only in the Korban Pesach, it's halacha by anything, oil shlomim. Any time the meat became Tomei, you're not allowed to burn it. So why does the Sefer, the Braisa say that Tumah is only in the Gate of Korban Pesach? El Apshita, rather, the end of the Braisa is talking about the Tumas Gavri, where the person is Tumah. By all other Kabonas, even though the owner of the Korban is Tumah, so what? He's allowed to make a Shliach, he'll send it with somebody else to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he can have a Korban brought for him. The only time he can't have a Korban brought, if you're Tumah, is only for the Korban Pesach. Like we always say, because the Ikka of the Korban Pesach is, in order to be able to eat it. So if you're Tomei, you can't eat it, it's no good. Like Rashi says, Loi pasta lo tamei lepesach al torim. Oral v'tomei meshachon korban ha-sevz, Rashi, b'yazorom. Every other korban, an oral or a tomei, could send that korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz mi pesach, but not the korban pesach. De b'inan ruyel oichloi. By a korban pesach, you have to be able to eat it. Sha'achilas b'ilav ma'keves boi. By a korban pesach, this is the one korban that is only kosher if the b'ilam could eat from the meat. In a case where the meat is tummy, or the bailam is tummy, that the bailam can't eat from the meat, there's no korban. The pasuk says, "Lefi ochlei techoisel." Here's a special kasev. The ikar, the korban pesach, is teat. So if we're talking about tumas gavri, that's very good. This is the only carbon, if the owner is Tamei, that you don't bring the carbon. Because the whole Indian of carbon Pesach is to eat the meat. If you are Tamei, you can't eat the meat. Mainly you don't bring the carbon Pesach. El Apshita Batumas Gavri. What does it mean that it's not Nagei B'chol HaZvachim by all other carbonis? Dilu B'chol HaZvachim, because by all other carbonis, the locher is Orel B'tomei. If the owner of this carbon oil or shlomim is an Orel, he never had a bris mila, or else he's a Talmudic person. Still, Mishalchen carbon asayim. He's allowed to send his carbon with a shliach. He'll take somebody else, let his friend say, you be my shliach, and you bring this carbon to the base of Midish, and the Kayim will bring the carbon for me. So it's mutter to bring any carbon you want, even though you're Tomei. Vilu b'Pesach, ma'ashenken by carbon Pesach, here it depends upon the owner of the carbon. Oral b'Tomei, if the owner is an Oral, or if the owner is a Tomei, the locher is ein meshalchim p'schayim. You're not allowed to send your Pesach to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen doesn't bring the carbon. Like we always say, why? Because the ikra of the carbon Pesach is that the owner has to be able to eat it. If the owner is an Oral, or is a Tomei, that he can't eat the carbon, the melee we don't bring the carbon. So this is a special halacha only in the Gei by Korban Pesach, and not the other Karbonis. So that's what a Brisa says, would rather learn out the Machshavas Orla, the Machshava of an Oral, from the Machshava of Tumah. Because those these two things are only in the Gei to Korban Pesach. So this is talking about what case? Where the person, the owner, is Tomei. For the Gemara, that's a Bisla Modna. Reisha b'tumas bosom. The beginning of the Braita that says, we learn out the Machshava of Orlam. From the Machshava of Tumah, you're telling me now that's not talking about the person, because the person is not in the Mishnah. So we're rather talking about the Tumah means where the meat became Tumah. The Seifa b'tumas gavri. But the end of the Braita for sure was talking about where the person became Tumah. Because if the meat became Tumah, that halacha is no gei b'chol hakodshim. It's not only by carbon Pesach, but any carbon you want. If the meat became Tumah, you have to burn it. So if the end of the Braita says, we're talking about the thing that's only the gate of carbon Pesach, that means where the person, the owner, became Tumah. Where other carbonos, you could send your carbon, only carbon Pesach can't send it. So the Bissel Modna, the ratio of the Braita is talking about the meat, and the end of the Braita is talking about the person. Somala, he answered back, yes, in. You can say such a terrace. I'll tell you, shame Tumah kaparach. It's talking, the Reish is talking about where the meat became Tomei, and the Seif is talking about where the Bailam became Tomei. I have to learn out one from the other, because they both have a shame tumor on it. So it's a Svara now, we know there's a Machshavas Orum. B'shash Shit of the carbon Pesach, if you think that this carbon should be for an Orum, it's possible. What about the Mixas Orum? If you have 10 people in mind, 5 of them are Orum, 5 of them are not, we don't know what the Locher is. So we're saying we're learning it out now from the Loch of Tumas Bosser. Then we say, maybe no, learn it out from the loch of Chuslas Manoi, where there it is possible. So we bring a Raya, no, it's more Mestar, but learn out from Tumah, because Tumah and Oral is only the Gei by Korban Pesach. This Tumah is the person, and before we're talking about the Tumah of the Bosser, but there it is, they're both the same Tumah, though. They're both Tumah. So it's more Mestar, but learn out the Machshav of Oral from a loch of Tumah. Because by Tumah, there is a case where the owner is Tumah, where that Halach is only the Gei to Korban Pesach. And the Adin Halach of Orla, of an Orum, is also only the gate of Korban Pesach. So therefore, it's Mestavot to learn out one from the other. That's Pshat the Braisa before. The boy is saying, another Teretz is, Seifa Nami B'Tumas Bosser. I'll tell you no. The end of the Braisa is also talking about Tumas Bosser, where the meat of the Korban became Tomei. So the question was then, Omai Ein Noi B'Chol HaZvachim. What does it mean it's not Nogei B'chol HaKodshim? The kash was every Kodshim has the same halacha. Whenever the meat of the carbon becomes Tamei, you're not allowed to use the meat. You have to burn it. So why is it then only a carbon Pesach? It's halacha in all carbonus. So Gemara answers like this. Di'ilu B'chol HaZvachim, by all other Kodshim, the halacha is like this. Dein Shenit Mucheilev, whether only the fats of the carbon, the Murim, the part of the carbon that you're going to bring on the Mizbech and burn, whether that part became Tamei. Ubas HaKayim, but you still have some meat left. Then we still make a Zrika Sadam. Or else the opposite way. Bein Shenit Mabosar, whether the meat of the carbon became Tomei. V'chel of Kayim, but I call upon him, there is some chel of there. Is Zerek Esadam. That's the loch you're allowed to make the Zrika Sadam. In other words, like one man, the Yamar Rashi being Zadam is Vachim. Yeah, Rashi on the more it says more later. It says the Yilu v'Shas Vochim Rabbi Yeshua, the Yom of the Ketzet Felim, im ein Boser ein Dam. That means if you don't have any meat to the korban, you don't make this rikas adam. You're only allowed to make this rikas adam after the shechita and the kabbalah to make this rika if later there's going to be one of the two things. Either there's still some fat left over that they're going to burn on the mizbeach, or else there's some meat left over that the kohen will eat. If you have one of these two things, then you can make a zrikas adam. But if you're missing both of them, if let's say the meat became tummy and the chayla became tummy, that you can't do with either one of them, then you're not allowed to make the zrika, that the korban is possible. So it's enough by other korbanos if either one is kayim, either the meat or else the fats. That's the locha b'chol azlochim. Mashenken vilu b'pesach, mashenken by korban pesach, the locha is like this. Nit mochelev, if only the fat of the korban became tamei, that you can't bring the emurim, ubosakayim. But I call upon him, the meat is still here. That the bailam will be able to eat the meat of the korban is alocha zorek es adam. You're allowed to make this rika, you can make the korban pesach. Hey, as long as there's some meat here that the owner will be able to eat, to mekayim the mitzvah of achilas pesach, there's an inyan to make this rika es adam. Ma'ashen kein nit mabosar. Let's say by korban pesach, the meat became tamei. The chel of kayim, but our kopon of the fats are still here. There's still the part of the korban that the kayim will be makav agavi amizbeach. Is the locha by other korbanos, we do make this rika. The korban is kosher. Mashenkin, by korban pesach, the locha is, ain a zerek es adam. You don't make this rika es adam. Like we're saying the whole time. Because the whole yisrael of a korban pesach is to have meat that the bailam should be able to eat. So in this case, where the meat of the korban became tummy, so what are you making this rika for? You can't eat the meat later. You only want to make this rika now, amanas, there'll be enough to make a haftarah semurim. The fats are still here. You'll burn the fats, that's not enough. Because by korban pesach, it's not enough just to make this rika and the haftarah semurim, but rather there has to be meat for the bailam to eat. So that's the chiddush here. This halacha, where the meat became tummy, even though the fats are still here, by all other korbanos, the lacharej, you do bring the korban. Just by korban pesach, we don't bring the korban. So Melo, the whole Bryce is talking about the meat became tummy. So the Gemara, b'maya kimta. What do you want to say this whole Bryce is talking about? That we're learning out the machshava, you think about an oral from the din of tumma. What type of a din tumma? Basar. We're talking about now only where the meat became tummy. Same as Sefer. What was the end of this Bryce? Said like this. Donin davash lehuta mekloli. Maybe no, I should learn out the machshava's oral from the machshava's chuslas manai. And not from the loch of tumah. Why? Don in davar shlahuto mekloli. I learn out this machshav of oral by korban pesach. There's never a case that an oral is allowed to bring a korban pesach. There's never a huto mekloli. Mi davar, I should learn it out from hilchas tumah, from hilchas chuslas manoi. Mi davar shlahuto mekloli. From a loch of tigul, there's never a hetet tigul. Anytime you have the machshav with a loch of tigul, it's always chal tigul. There's never a hetet tigul. Mashenkin tumah. You can't learn out from the lochas of tumah shrei hutra mekloli. That's what the Braita says. Tumah is different because tumah has a hutra mekloli. That means a mole of the hot seber wants to bring a carbon and the hot seber is tumah, the locha is tumah hutra betseber. If the hot seber is tumah, you're allowed to bring the carbon even though you're tumah. Even though the kahanim are tumah, the kahanim are allowed to do the avoidum. If this is a korban seber and roiv kahanim atomein, even the tzmeidik kahanim are also allowed to do the avoidim. So it's called hutra mekloli. By tumah, even though by a korban yochid, or if it's only one person, he can't do it b'tumah. But when the tzibur is tumah, that's a locha tumah hutra b'tzibur. So that's why we don't learn out oral from tumah, but rather learn out oral from chuslas manai. That's what the Braita said. The Gemara says, b'mai. Or what case of tumah are we talking about? If you want to tell me now the way you're learning, it's talking about tumas basar, where the meat is tamei. Heichi hutra. Where do you have to have a case that that's hutra? There's never a case by kochim where if the meat became tamei that you're allowed to eat the meat. Not that we say tumah hutra b'tzibur, it only means if the korban became tamei, or if the people are tamei, still they can be makriv of the korban. They're allowed to bring the korban b'tumah if it's a korban tzibur and rove them are tamei. That's a locha, the crane could do the avoidah. But that's all. It's only huta to do the zrikas adam and the aktaras emurim. But achila sodom, there's never a heter. Nobody's allowed to eat basa that's tummy. So if you're telling me now this Bryce is talking about the meat that was Tamei, there's never Hutzah Meklalei. The meat never has a heter. The meat of Kutchim that's Tamei is always awesome. There's never a heter to eat the meat that's Tamei. There's only a heter to do the Avoidah, to make a Shechita, to make a Zrika, to make a Taras Emurim, but not eat it. That's the most kashim. Bosar Hechi Hutra, where is that case that you have a heter to eat the meat of a korban that's Tamei? Elipshita, Elamai, what does the end of the Bryce mean? Kutuma betumas gavri. It means where the person, where the owner is tamei. That they're usually a tamidic person can't come into the Beis Hamikdash. You don't do the avodah when you're tamei, but when it's a korban tzibur and rov tzibur is tamei, then the loch mezah could be brought even though the people are tamei. The heicha hutra mekloli. Where is the case that's hutter to bring a korban even though you're tamei? But tzibur, in the case of a korban tzibur, where rov tzibur is tamei, that's where it's hutter. So now we're coming out. Reisha b'tumas basar. The beginning of the Braisa has to be talking about b'tumas basar. And sefer b'tumas gavri. The end of the Braisa now that says, don't learn out from tuma because tumas hutra b'tzibur has to be talking about where the person became tummy. So it's a bissel madna. And the Gemara knows the same tales like before. In shame tuma kaporach. The yikah we're learning out from is machshevas oral from a case with the meat. Where part of the meat became tummy, the locker is. Only that part is tamei, and not the rest of the korban. So you see, by tumas bosar, where the meat became tamei, only the part that's tamei is tamei, the rest is not. I, the end of the braisa, learns it out from the loch of tuma, where the person is tamei, that there it is, shame tuma. It's one name tamei. Whether you're tamei, whether the meat is tamei, it's the same shame, the same name. Therefore, you could learn out one from the other. The boy is saying, another teret says, I'll tell you, kula b'tumas bosar. Everything is talking about tumas basar. That the Reish is talking about learning out from where part of the meat became tamei, that the rest of the meat is not tamei. And the Chur shred a sefer then. The sefer says you can't learn out from tuma because that's hutra b'kloli. The question was, if we're talking about the meat that's tamei, where do we ever find you're allowed to eat meat that's tamei? The Teretz is, v'heicha hutra, where do we find you're allowed to? V'tumas pesach. In the case of tumas pesach, elech nami, where korban pesach is brought, b'tomei, then you're allowed to eat it even though the meat is tomei. The Tanan, we learned like this. Pesach habo b'tuma. In a case where the whole tzibur is tomei. So you're allowed to bring the korban pesach even though the tomei. Is the locha necha b'tuma. You're allowed to eat from the meat also. This is the only time the korban is different. Only by korban pesach. Even though by other kodeshim, we're saying if the korban is tomei, you could do the avoid, only the avoid, and not eating the meat. But by korban pesach, here you're even allowed to eat the meat. In a case where rov tzibur was tamei, and they had a heter to bring the korban betuma, you're even allowed to eat the meat. What's the raya? What's the din? Shloi bo mitchilosei ela lachila. That's the cloud. That the whole yisrael of a korban pesach is only tidit. So what do you mean if the tzibur is tamei, you're allowed to bring the korban? If you're going to tell me though you can't eat the meat, what's the purpose of bringing the korban pesach? The whole purpose of a korban pesach is only to be able to eat the meat. So behecher, when a korban pesach is brought, when rov of the tzibur is tamei, the locher is, you're even allowed to eat the meat also. And the top Rashi says, Shemitchilos leibo, loy nemro haboyes ikka pesach. Whenever the Torah is said to bring a korban pesach, elo leachilo, the main purpose for bringing the korban pesach is to be able to eat it. V'chishayi rachmona, lesuyevatum abroev tzibur. In the case where rov of the tzibur, most of the people are tamei, that you're allowed to bring the korban pesach, even though they're tamei, k'nechsilvat the posik says, ish ish. So we darshan ish nitchil a pesach sheni. Only if one person is tamei, he's pushed off the pesach sheni. Habeviyein tzibur edochin, but the tzibur is not pushed off for pesach sheni. So what then? When tzibur is tamei, we say you bring the korban now when in the tamei. Is one when the Torah says bring it when the tamei? What does the Torah want from this korban pesach? Is adaita lamech lesharya. The Torah only said it's mutter to bring this korban if you can eat it. So Bechel, we have to say that you're allowed to eat a Korban Pesach. So Korban Pesach Taker is different. Even though it's brought betumei with betzibur, but you're allowed to eat it here also. Even though Shad Kotchim Mikini with the tamei, Bechel Korban Pesach is different. So Mel, that's true on the whole Braisa. Senech Nami, the Braisa is talking about Afka Tumas Bosar, and even Tumas Bosar has a Hutra Mekloli. But I call upon him, we came out yesterday, that we do learn out Hilchas Oral, from Hilchas Tumah, like it says in our Mishnah, that when do we say B'shash Shchita, you think about an Oral is a Posel, only if you're only thinking about an Oral. Kuloi Orlo. But once you think about Mixas Oral, you have 10 people involved, 5 of them have a Bris Milah, 5 not, and B'shash Shchita, you think about all 10, then the Locher is the Korban is Kosher. And who are then by tumor also? If you have 10 people, 5 of them are tummy and 5 of them are not, as long as you have one person that's Torah, for one person the korban is kosher, the locher is the korban is kosher. It's only possible kula machshava. But miktas machshava doesn't possible. For the Gemara, Mosi of Rav Huna bread of Yeshua. So Rav Huna bread of Yeshua will come to ask a question now. The locher is like this. Ha Pesach Shav Rosh Nosi. If you had a Korban Pesach, you were makdish it, let's say, at the beginning of the year, for a Korban Pesach, and the halacha is, a Korban Pesach is only kosher the first year. When this seh becomes a year old, after it's 1 year old, it's possible for Korban Pesach. The Torah says, Zohar ben Shana, only that year you can have it. When it's 1 year old already, you can't use it. So here, a Pesach, this Korban Pesach, Shav Rosh Nosi. You were makdish it, let's say, Elu, and you didn't use it this Pesach, no, the Pesach went by this Pesach, and now, my next Elul, it's a year old already. V'shoch, so locher is, v'shoch atoy bismanay. If you shechta this Pesach now, which is possible, because it's a year and a half old, if you wait till the next coming Pesach, now this seh, this lamb, is a year and a half old. By year and a half, it's possible for Korban Pesach. So if you shechta it on Erev Pesach, lishmoy, you shechta it then l'shem Korban Pesach, it's possible the Korban. Because right now you shecht in l'shem korban pesach, it's not roy for korban pesach. It's more than a year old. You can't use it for korban pesach. V'chein, the same halacha is hashechet achirim l'shem pesach bezmanay. The same halacha applies. If on erev pesach you shecht other korbanos, v'chein hashechet achirim, you bring in a shlomim or an oil on erev pesach l'shem pesach bezmanay. You have the machshava that it should be for pesach. In other words, on erev pesach itself. After Chatzos, at the time when you're supposed to bring Korban Pesach, now the Kohen that's bringing a Shlomim or bringing a Korban Olah, he has a Shinu Kodesh. He thinks now B'Shas Sheshchito or B'Shas Tadal Avodis. Not I have in mind I should do a Shlomim, but rather I want this Korban to be for Korban Pesach. That's called Shinu Kodesh. He's the Alocha Reb Lezer Poisel. Reb Lezer says in such a case, the Korban now becomes Posel. Posel means you have to take the Korban and burn it. You can't use it anymore. There's a tremendous chiddush of Rebbe Lezer. Of course, the halacha is, by a regular kochin, the Mishnah there in the beginning of Zvachim says, kol ha-zvachim, like a korban oila or korban shlomim. Even though you're supposed to think the shame, the oila or the shame shlomim, let's say you had a shilu kodesh, you had a korban shlomim. Instead of thinking for shlomim, you thought for korban oila. The halacha is, the korban is still kosher. Shinu Kodesh doesn't pass by an oila or by a shlomim. The korban is still kosher, just the owner doesn't get his kapara. He has to bring another korban to get kapara. But I call upon him, the korban is kosher. The only time the korban is possible is either by korban chatis or else by korban pesach. By korban pesach, that's exactly the custom we had before, that if a shah shchitas pesach, you think for another korban, you pass to the korban pesach.
What?
He does something else. That's chuslas manoi. This chuslas this psul kodesh, shinu kodesh. Now, Rav Lezer is saying a tremendous chiddush. Let's say on erev Pesach itself, when you have this other kabonis, on erev Pesach you have a shlomim. So the whole year round, if you shecht the shlomim l'shem a korban Pesach, the korban will still be kosher. It's only called shinu kodesh, and the korban will still be kosher. But now on erev Pesach, if you shecht the shlomim l'shem Pesach. So you're making a Shinu Kodesh on the Shlomim, it becomes possible now. Because since you had in mind it should be a Korban Pesach, and a Korban Pesach with the Shinu Kodesh is possible, so Rav Lezer says the Korban now becomes possible. That's the Chiddush of Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer holds possible. If you have Yeshua, Rav Yeshua says no Machshir. If you have Yeshua holds this Mutter, it's not possible now. It's because you're shechting the Shlomim now, and the Loch of the Shlomim is, if you do it with a Shinu Kodesh, L'Shem Pesach, the Korban is still kosher. It doesn't become possible. And Rashi says, Rav Lezer poysum, time of wisest time, meforish a perakam of the zvachim, oma pesach shal moistroi, bor shlomim. If you have a korban pesach that's left over after pesach, it's brought for shlomim. Still we say, shochatu l'shem shlomim bizman lay posel. If b'shas it's erev pesach now bizman shchitas pesach. If you shech the pesach l'shem shlomim, the korban is posel. Is who are in the opposite way? Shlomim. If you have a korban shlomim, shem moistroim bor pesach. It doesn't eventually come to be a Korban Pesach. It remains a...